from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Vatican says the cause of Pope Francis' death is a stroke that put him into a coma and led to heart failure. Francis died Easter Monday at 88 years old. The Pope had decreed that he will be buried in St. Mary Major Basilica in a simple underground tomb. The basilica is home to Francis' favorite icon of the Virgin Mary, to whom he was particularly devoted. Republicans say millions of Americans will get socked with a larger tax bill next year if President Trump's 2017 tax cuts aren't renewed. A new report from the Council of Economic Advisors says a married couple earning $165,000 will see a $4,200 tax increase next year.
That's an extra mortgage payment or extra rent payment, depending on how you think of it.
The GOP-controlled House made the tax cuts permanent in the recently passed budget bill, but that legislation faces an uphill battle in the coming months. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell, with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Governor Phil Murphy is partnering with Undo Medical Debt and RWJ Barnabas Health to eliminate nearly $930 million in debt for roughly 629,000 New Jerseyans. Murphy says there is no application process for medical debt relief, adding those who qualify are folks at or below 400% of the poverty line or have medical debts that equal 5% of their income. It's the fourth time New Jersey has moved to forgive medical debt, with Murphy saying the debt relief program tops $1 billion so far. Monmouth County is touting a unique program aimed at helping young people facing mental health challenges. Described as a one-stop shop model for those in need, the Child and Adolescent Crisis Diversion Program offers psychiatric evaluations, medication management, one-to-one and family therapy, and other appropriate treatments all in one place. Director of Monmouth County's Division of Child and Youth Services, Dustin Knobloch, says the environment has a living room-like feel.
It's really, you don't feel like you're going into a clinic or something that's necessarily affiliated with a hospital. So it is welcoming and it is comfortable.
The program is free to those between the ages of 5 and 17. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will tomorrow be sunny? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's nothing dramatic in the forecast this week. No storms, no wind, no huge temperature shifts. Just some gentle, generally pleasant springtime weather. We're in the 60s for most of New Jersey this afternoon. Although skies becoming increasingly cloudy here, and we are expecting some spotty showers to come visit tonight. Lows will fall into the 50s. We'll dry out tomorrow, clouds early on, then sunshine builds through the afternoon. We're right back to the warm side tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Wednesday, highs mainly in the lower 70s, although a sea breeze will keep the Jersey Shore cooler in the 60s. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Parsippany 54, South Plainfield 55, Manahawkin 53. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Koala Insulation, specializing in helping homeowners and businesses stay comfortable year-round while saving on energy costs. Call 844-44-KOALA or visit koalainsulation.com to schedule your free insulation evaluation today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.